This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, we haven't talked about this in a while. There's a catchphrase. We hear people use it a lot, bandy it around. Inflammation. You see it on commercials all the time, but you see inflammation a lot. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the thing about inflammation is a natural process that occurs in the body. And you need to take a look at how the body operates to understand why it's there.
Okay.
And although there are multiple reasons of why it's there, if you take a look at the body is in the end made up of cells. Lots and lots of cells.
How many cells?
Actually, 150 trillion.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And what most people don't know is each and every one of those cells is in the process of dying. It's in the process of dying and being replaced.
Okay.
Every cell in the heart, every 90 days, every cell in the bloodstream, every 120 days. In fact, every cell in the human body is replaced every 7 years. And the question is, what is it replaced with? And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell, and thank goodness for most of our lives, that's exactly what it does.
Okay.
But if there's a problem, it may begin to start replacing those cells with weak and abnormal cells.
Okay, so now you're already hitting my button, because as you know, I have a little problem with the small of my back, and doctor has said to me, well, it could be a herniated disc, it could be the beginning of arthritis, and I'm going, well, you're talking about me then.
That's right.
Yep. So you're saying that those cells in that part of my body maybe have been replenished or replaced with deformed cells?
Cells that are designed to enable your body to adapt to a less than optimum situation. It's doing the best job it can, but it's got a problem, and that problem's not being addressed.
Okay.
So you've got a process of degeneration, cells dying,
yes.
Regeneration, cells being replaced.
Okay.
And if the degeneration gets faster than the regeneration, it will set in play a process that we all know of as inflammation. And the body responds to inflammation by the laying down of calcium. And that's given a dozen different names depending on where it occurs in the body. If it's in your eyes, it's cataracts. If it's on your teeth, it's tartar. If it's in your blood vessels, it's plaque. If it's in your kidney, it's a kidney stone.
It's all laying down of calcium.
And if it occurs in your joints, it's called osteoarthritis.
Okay.
So we start finding that these joints that are placed under increased stress and that they begin to break down. Hips begin to get break down and be replaced. Knees break down. Right. They have to be replaced. Low backs begin to, the necks begin to deteriorate.
This is because of the calcification and the deformation of the area?
Usually because of some kind of mechanical compromise that's going on. There's two factors to it. One, the compromised brain-body connection, so the body can't respond appropriately. And two, the particular articulation or joint is placed under a mechanical stress it can't deal with.
We better talk about the brain-body connection here for those who don't usually listen to the show, just joined us for the first time. When you're talking about that, Lee, what are you talking about?
We're talking about the fact that the brain and the brainstem, which coordinates healing in the body, the communications between that and the body are not synced right. They're interfered with. There's a compromise going on in there.
And so what you do is line those back up. Mm-hmm. And what, the body gets out of its own way and starts to heal itself?
Exactly. We correct the mechanical interference and allow the neurology to work the way it knows how to work, and that is to heal and repair.
So I'll bet you have a story, at least one story, of an individual that came and saw you. Tell me about somebody who was suffering from this kind of inflammation or even, I guess, arthritis.
Well, one subject that fascinates me, and that is the condition of rheumatoid arthritis. It's kind of a unique combination of inflammation and joint degeneration or deterioration.
Okay.
And one of the things they can do to measure that going on is a blood test called an ESR, or erythrocyte sedimentation rate. And I had this gentleman come to me a few years back, and we were out at an event, and he came up to me, and then he showed me his hands. They were deformed and mangled, and the fingers were all twisted off to the same side.
My brother-in-law has that.
It's classic rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
And he said, what can you do about that? And my answer was, I can't do anything about that, but I may be able to help correct what could be possibly causing it in your case.
Now, you don't cure rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
but you restore the brain-body connection and let the body do what it can do.
Exactly, exactly. And so anyhow, what I said was obviously interesting enough to him that he did come in. We evaluated him, and we found that definitely he was carrying that problem. So he started with us. We got that corrected. And it was a number of months later, probably 3-4 months later, one day, I'm walking down the hallway, and he reaches out and asks to speak to me. So I go in and I sit down, and he starts telling me, he shows me his fingers. They're still mangled, but he showed me how he could touch them and they weren't hurting. They weren't inflamed anymore.
Because the part of the rheumatoid arthritis is, as you say, it's a combination of it's the inflammation plus the deformation, right?
Exactly.
So the inflammation had vanished?
The inflammation had settled down, yes. In fact, he was telling me, his rheumatologist had told him, that all the blood chemistries had normalized. And he was able to do things. He still had the deformed hands, but he could now do things without pain. He didn't have the inflammation in the joints. He was, for all intents and purposes, you know, from his standpoint, it seemed like he no longer had any progressing rheumatoid arthritis.
He might have, but the pain and the inflammation was dramatically reduced.
It was. And actually, we tracked him for a number of years after that. Still see him on occasion. Mm-hmm. And he's doing just great. No problems.
Really?
Yes.
Hasn't progressed further?
Mm-mm. No.
That's just an amazing thing. And all that by restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly. The body is designed to heal itself. It needs no help, just no interference. And if there's an interference, then there's going to be a problem. Brain-body connection is one of those possible interferences. And that's what we work with. That's what we work with exclusively.
That's what they work with at the Yardley Institute. Perhaps you ought to be maybe you are a candidate for care. And you're wondering about, you're listening to this and going, that sounds fabulous. You want to know more. Maybe you want to go get evaluated and find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Here's what you do. Call right now. We'll even save you some money. Usually it's $148 value for that very first evaluation. But you call now during the show, $38. You save $110. Here's the phone number. 866-704-1047. Yes, you're going to need your credit card. Get it out. Get it ready. 866-704-1047. Now, you don't skimp, do you, Dr. Yardley?
Not at all.
You do the regular testing?
The full shooting match.
$38 instead of $148, but all you have to do is call right now to get that value. Again, 866-704-1047. If you're living with inflammation, if you're living with pain, this might be the best phone call you've ever made to the Yardley Institute. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Lee Yardley and Frank.
That's right. We're so delighted that you're spending part of your day with us. We're going to talk, Dr. Yardley, with Debbie, who's been a patient with you since, a couple of years. And I guess she comes down a long distance from Woodinville.
Well, yes. I mean, a lot of our people travel long distances. But yeah, it's a bit of a hike.
That is a bit of a hike. And
yes.
She had quite a number of health issues that she presented you with. You want to run down the list real quick?
Well, this is one of those classic situations. We're a healthcare institute. We correct a problem. We're not a cure for everything. But
right. People
bring in a series of things. And in her particular case, she was dealing when she came in with neck stiffness, ringing in the ears, migraine headaches, low back pain, right knee issues. I mean, she had a whole package there.
And actually, the neck stiffness went back a long way. My understanding was it was like 36 years ago she fell off a horse and never got this taken care of.
Yes, and she said that her head felt like it wasn't sitting straight on her neck.
Well, we need to talk to her. Debbie, thank you for making time to chat with us today. So Dr. Yardley is here, and we've talked about what you presented to him when you first walked in the Institute. What I wanted to ask you is, what was the impact of all these different health issues on your life? How did it limit you, if it limited you at all?
Oh, it definitely did. I mean, with my neck pain, I was constantly sore, had a lot of aching, couldn't move my head very much to the left. It was really hard for me to be comfortable in any position, and it affected my sleep for sure. I tossed and turned a lot. Then with my lower back issues, I definitely had a hard time driving long distances, which I do for my business.
Wow. And do I understand that you had tinnitus too?
Yes. I definitely had that as well. That happened several years ago and has just gotten worse over the years.
Now, you tried a variety of different approaches to dealing with this over time.
I've seen massage therapists. I did rolfing. You name it, I tried it. when I first started doing this, some doctor wanted to put me on medication, which I didn't want to do. And so I tried everything, frankly. I really did.
In fact, your tinnitus came as a side effect of a course of antibiotics you were taking, if I remember rightly.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. And it got significantly worse over the years. So that was like an extra added bonus.
That's right. That was amazing that did respond.
Yeah, so much for do no harm. So
yeah, no kidding.
You heard about Dr. Yardley. You went to see him. Tell me about that process. What was it like?
It was really incredible. I thought, well, you know what? I'll just give this a shot. And the procedure was it seemed so simple and almost kind of woo-woo to me. You know, I mean, it didn't really feel anything.
That's right.
And I expected, you know, to be cracked and manipulated. And, of course, that was not the case at all. And it was incredible. It was just so gentle. And the minute I got off the table, I realized I could felt something definitely happened in a very, very good way. I couldn't quite figure out what had happened, but it was very positive. That much I knew.
Now, we often say on the show that the process is a journey. It's not an event. And I know you've continued care. What has happened over time as you've continued your care with Dr. Yardley?
That is definitely true. I mean, every time I've been there, and I've been very fortunate because I've really held my, whatever he worked on me, I was able to hold that for quite a long period of time. And it's just gotten better and better each time. I mean, I find that I even feel like I'm standing taller. The issue with my ears has significantly cleared up. I don't have any more issues with my neck. I can drive forever and not have any back problems at all. And I can exercise again. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
And your head feels like it's straight on your neck now, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it was
crooked.
Tilted so far off to the side, which I knew something was going on. But I definitely feel like I'm straight and narrow now.
So would you recommend this to other people who are suffering as you were suffering?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, the thing I would say to anybody, and I've told tons of people about it, is, you know, it took me over a year to finally come. I listened to Dr. Yardley on the radio program for a long time, and I just didn't do it. And I finally just went, you know what, I have nothing to lose, I'm going to give it a shot. And I called and I went, and people should just not wait to go. I mean, I waited a long time, and I'm sorry I did, but it worked out just fine.
And we're so glad that you finally called. Debbie is one of our more enthusiastic patients. I always enjoy Debbie.
Debbie, thank you for making time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon, Dr. Yardley.
I look forward to it. Take care.
She is enthusiastic, Dr. Yardley. She sounds like a pretty happy puppy.
Yeah, that she is. Yes, she is.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this, and finally it sunk in. You know, this might be me. Maybe this can help me. Well, then you need to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And we always like to make this worth your while. give us a call right now. Here's how it works. It's usually $148 for that first visit, but if you're willing to do a prepayment with your credit card right now, it's going to be $38. That's for the initial consult. It's non-invasive. Don't worry. You do a battery of tests, right, Dr.
We
Gregory?
Do, absolutely.
And the purpose of that is?
It's to determine if a person's a candidate for the work that we do.
So we want to make sure that they can take care of you. Give us a call, 866-704-1047. $148 value usually, but you'll get it for just $38. But you got to call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. In a minute, we're going to chat with John, who's a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley's. But first, I wanted to share with you kind of an update on me and where I'm at. It's been almost a year since I started treatment with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and what I've experienced since then is I don't get to see him enough, right? And what I mean by that is that there's a whole lot of business people that want you in there all the time. That's how they make their money. Dr. Yardley's different, right? His goal is to make sure that he sees you when you need to be seen, make sure that you're keeping up with the treatments and that you're staying in good health. And my joint pain is so gone that if I ever do like hit my knee or something, I'm reminded, wow, I used to feel this way a lot. The sciatica was gone. In fact, I didn't even remember I had it, honestly, until my friend Ron Upshaw, who's in radio at Cairo, and he's a patient of Dr. Yardley. He mentioned sciatica and that he'd had that. And then I remember, oh my gosh, I used to have this. My sleep is better and I don't have headaches, etc. I think the other thing I noticed about Dr. Yardley is when I do see him, because obviously I go check in, and you may know this, that I think 40% of Dr. Yardley's patients are there for preventative reasons, to make sure that they don't end up in pain as we age. When I do go see him, his memory about me and what I was suffering from is magnificent. His interest in what I'm doing is always there. And every time I go in and I have chats with people in the welcome area, I'm just regaled with the same stories, right? That people have had these same experiences. And I do run into people who will say, you know, I've tried other treatments and these things have not worked for me and I still find myself in pain. And I always say to them, hey, have you heard anyone talk with you about the brain-body connection? Have you ever worked with someone who concentrates on something so specific and has done it for so many years? And you rarely do you have someone say, you know, yeah, in fact, I've never met someone not a patient of Lee Yardley who's had that experience. Because, look, he's devoted his life to this. What he does is rare. What he does for me and as for so many others is remarkable and effective. And I just can't thank him enough for it. So, hey, we're going to shift gears and I'm going to talk right now to John. So let's go talk to John. So you had quite a story about how you got injured and ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes, I worked construction, and I was up on a wall, and I fell, and I caught myself on a beam on the way down. And doing that, I wrenched my shoulder and my neck, and so I was in a lot of pain. I tried to keep working, but I was having to use my left arm to lift my right arm, and that went on for a few weeks. And I'd been going to chiropractor since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That wasn't helping. I'd gone for x-rays and didn't show anything. And after MRIs showed that there was a fracture there, they said, basically, there's nothing that we can do. You can't put a cast on a shoulder and it'll eventually heal. But, there's nothing really we can do for it right then. So I continued with chiropractic. After a while, I listened to KTTH all the time. I'd heard Dr. Yardley advertised, and so I decided to give him a try. And within about 2 weeks of starting care with him, the pain was completely gone.
So, awesome.
And I'd been in pain for, I'd been having to, even like to comb my hair or whatever, having to use my left arm to lift my right arm and, put a shirt on, have to kind of turn sideways so I didn't have to lift my right arm to put my shirt on, And so within a couple of weeks, the pain was gone.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So look, I'm a patient too. And so my experience was, maybe you've heard me say this on the air, the first time I got treated by Dr. Yardley, I honestly thought, wait a minute, did this guy do anything? Because it's so gentle and non-invasive that I walked out going, oh, okay, honestly, something happened. But then it was 2 days later for me, and I had joint pain, right ankle, left knee, right hip, left shoulder, gone. And you had the same experience about the gentleness of the care, non-invasive?
When he did his first adjustment, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything move. I didn't hear anything. I was, I wondered if it was actually going to work, but I was willing to give it a try. I was so much pain.
Yeah. And then you went through, I guess, a busy period in your time, in your life, and you weren't going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yeah. When the crash happened, I worked construction, so, we were hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I made a financial decision instead of a medical decision to stop going to see him. And I was okay for a while, and my health just kind of tapered off until about December of last year. I had been getting worse and worse. I'd been going to another chiropractor, and a different chiropractor was doing adjustments on me about twice a week just to keep me where I could sleep at night. I was having numbness that was developing in my shoulder, and that eventually grew and spread to where my whole arm was numb, as if I was asleep on it. So I decided I'd go back to Dr. Yardley again, and again, it was within about 2 weeks of returning to care under him, Dr. Yardley again, that the numbness was gone, the pain was gone. I wasn't going back to the other chiropractor because I didn't need to. My neck was more stable and the spine was more stable.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who go to Dr. Yardley for preventative care, right? So you go through and the pain is gone. And then I guess probably 40% of his patients, like me, are just there for preventative care.
Yeah. And I wish I had kept doing that. I didn't, but I will now. Yeah. I'm not stopping anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you like he did John, like he did me, like he's done for thousands of KTTH listeners. I'm telling you, if you're a candidate for care, you're going to love the level of care you get from Dr. Yardley and his entire team. Loving, caring professionals. Call right now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with a credit card. And that is an awesome value. It's usually $148. Call now, and it's just $38. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, I wanted to talk about correction versus containment. I know this is kind of an important area, particularly at the Yardley Institute. What is the difference between them?
Well, most of us have been raised in a society where we've got two choices out there. We've got health care and we've got disease care. The problem is most of what we call health care is really disease care. It's waiting till we're sick, we're injured, we've got a problem. What are we going to do about it?
Does that sound like we're moving towards containment in that case?
Yeah, if you take a look at it, it's all about putting a name on it. They put a label on it. You know, it might be acid reflux, or it might be MS, or it might be Parkinson's. But they give a name to it. It's called a diagnosis. And then, in theory, what they're going to do is attack it and get rid of it. But regrettably, most of the time with chronic illnesses, we can't get rid of it. Most of the time with chronic illnesses, it tends to be more of a containment approach.
And we manage it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like, you know, a person has high blood pressure. Well, that's a bad deal. I mean, it could kill your kidneys. It could cause a stroke. So what do? You put it on blood pressure-lowering medication.
Yeah, you're diuretic.
And that's a good thing, except that when do you get to go off the medication and now no longer have a blood pressure problem?
Okay.
The answer is never.
So that's containment approach.
Yeah. And that crosses all the healing professions. It's true of chiropractic. It's true of osteopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy. You take a look at it, and yes, each one has their own modalities, their own way of attacking these things. They have their areas where they can do a better job. But in the end, that's what they're doing. It's disease care.
They're containing it.
For the most part, yes. So healthcare is a different game. Healthcare is asking the question, why is the body not healing? First of all, it's predicated on the assumption that the default setting for the body is to heal itself. And therefore, if it's not healing itself, why is it not? That's a whole different question. It takes you down a whole different path and a different place.
And this moves us towards correction. So the question that you're asking is, what's getting in the way of the body doing what it is perfectly capable of doing?
Exactly. So what we do is we start exploring the body's healing systems. There's a series of control systems. There's a network of communication that really facilitates healing in the body. And this may not be anywhere close to where you perceive the problem to be.
Oh, you mean, okay, now we're starting to move towards what you do, because you may have, say, for example, a lower back problem, but you treat it with the upper neck.
Well, exactly. Our approach is typically going to be where the control centers are, which is in that brain-body connection.
So you're saying that you don't necessarily treat the issue at the location of what you perceive the issue to be at.
Yeah, right. What we're not is a better widget to fix this or that. What we are is, let's look at the control systems that facilitate healing and find out what's not working right.
Okay.
You see? So it's like in your house. Now, let's say your toaster stops working.
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to say, maybe I need a new toaster.
Sure.
Is it plugged in? Is the plug turned on? You see?
Right.
Let's say the next day you walk in, the toaster's not working, but at the same time, the microwave's not working and the refrigerator's not working. Well, yeah, you could futz around in the kitchen if you like and try and figure out, but you might say, maybe there's a circuit breaker that's blowing. And I put money on it. You're not going to stay in the kitchen.
No.
You're going to go out to the garage. You may even go outside to find that circuit breaker, not even close to where, you know, you're perceiving the problem.
The assumption is when multiple systems fail, there is something controlling those multiple systems that needs to be dealt with.
This is so true of the people that I see. Many people come in with not one problem. Yes, there's one biggie that they're looking for help with.
Right.
But there's usually a syndrome, a series of things going on, seemingly unrelated. And if they've gone the disease care approach, and most have, they've got and medicine's easy to pick on because we all have experience with it.
Sure.
But they got a drug for this, they got a drug for that, and they don't realize that there is a common cause that may be feeding a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, basically they're containing the different symptoms, but they're not actually eliminating them.
Right. a containment versus correction approach.
What's different about the Yardley Institute and what you do, Dr. Yardley?
Well, first of all, we limit our practice to that. That's why we are a healthcare institute. We go down that other path. That's the only path we go down.
You mean the path of correction?
Correction. Two, we deal almost exclusively with the brain-body connection because this is where the control systems are to virtually everything that goes on in the body. And that's where we live. That's what we deal with. And that's what we look at when people come in.
So you probably have a good example of somebody that you've worked with in the past that had this kind of thing that contained several issues and then dealt with it through correction.
Interesting that you should ask me that. There was a gentleman that I've been taking care of, and his mother passed away. And so his niece flew out from the East Coast for the funeral. She was going to be in town for 2 weeks. And he'd had such a good experience with us, and he's a really nice guy. So he actually arranged for her to come in those 2 weeks and see care with us.
Okay.
And she was in like her early 20s. She had skin conditions. She had digestive issues, a whole bunch of things going on. No one had helped, and she really didn't have any help, any hope that we were going to help her either. During those 2 weeks, though, there was such a profound change that when she returned to the East Coast and found that she had great difficulty finding anyone that could do this work, she was looking at relocating back to Seattle. Now, as it was, we were able to find someone on the East Coast, and she was able to continue the care that she started with us.
Well, if this all makes sense to you, and believe me, it does to me, then maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out more. In fact, you can find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, we're going to make it worth your while. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value, and you'll need to do, get with your credit card, you'll do a prepayment of just $38. And that's for the initial consult and the testing, right? Why the testing, Lee?
Well, we have to determine if a person's a candidate for what we do. So there's a series of metrics that will allow us to do that.
It's a $148 value. You'll get it for just $38 if you call right now. But you got to call during the show. 866-704-1047. You don't want to put this off. You just heard a great example of why that is really not a good idea. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know, I've been a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. It's been so long. It's been part of the family. Huh? And when I first went in, a couple things stood out. This is a guy who only operates on what he can see. I love that because if it's not measured, it can't be worked on. Well, it can be worked on, but it can't be improved. So I love that about him. He only operates on the data. The other thing that was shocking to me was how truly gentle and non-invasive the treatment is with Dr. Yardley. And I've shared this with him personally, that after the first treatment, I walked out saying, there's no way that did anything. But for me, 2 days later, my joint pain was gone. Then things I didn't even know I was suffering from was gone. Things like terrible sciatica, that was gone. I had headaches and sinus infections. I have not suffered those again. So no matter what you're suffering, be it headaches, be it depression, neck and joint pain, acid reflux, Dr. Yardley can help restore the brain-body connection, which in turn returns the body's ability to heal itself. So call now. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute.
If you call now during the show and it's just $38 credit card prepayment, this is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in a second here, we're going to talk to your client, Henry. What can you tell me about him?
Henry's a fascinating individual. He comes to us from Arlington, so he travels quite a ways to get to the Institute. And originally heard you and I on KTTH.
Cool.
He's worked as an engineer for many years.
Okay.
He has some rather innovative approaches when he's given the opportunity to express them. But I think we're going to enjoy hearing his experience.
Yeah, so he brings an engineer's worldview to his experience with you, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
So, Henry, I wanted to start by asking you, what were the health issues that you presented when you talked to Dr. Yardley? What did you go to him to see?
Well, I had a something that was new to me, a constant pain that was going from my right hip down my right leg all the way to my right big toe. So severe, I had difficulty standing up and walking.
Wow. And how long had you had that before you saw Dr. Yardley?
Somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
That's a long time to continue with pain. What did that do to your life? I mean, how were you able to, how did that limit you?
It brought me to a standstill pretty much. I was in a situation where I could barely walk without a cane, and with a cane I could move along reasonably well. Sleeping was an issue because I'm not one to use pain pills, and so I had to find myself a comfortable position that would allow me to get some sleep. And when I rolled over or something like that, I had to do it all over again.
Do I understand that you also, there was some neck pain associated with this also?
There was some neck pain. When I would move to some extreme positions, I would feel like somebody stuck a sharp needle in my neck.
So you heard Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute by listening to the radio station. You went in. What was your experience at the Yardley Institute like?
Well, my experience was quite interesting. I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I was examined and had some information provided about what was going on with the facility and how they treated the various conditions. And I was kind of pleased with what I heard.
Was it an immediate success for you, Henry, or are you one of the patients that after the first effort, you just leaped up off the table and went dancing out, or did it take a little while? Was it more of a journey, a process for you?
It was more of a journey and a process. I could feel the pain ebbing, and then it would come back a little bit and then kind of go away again, and it would continue doing that for a while until finally, as of this moment, I can say that I'm pain-free.
Completely pain-free. What has that meant to your life, Henry? I mean, how have things changed with the pain going away?
Well, I can do more than sleep and eat and drive to work.
Now, I don't think Henry will mind us mentioning that he's an engineer. That's his profession for many years. And you were having trouble getting out of your truck, I think, when you first came to see us, weren't you?
When I arrive, I drive a pickup truck, and it has some extra big tires on wheels. Mm-hmm. And while I was driving to work, the pain that I had would get worse and worse the more I drove. And then when I arrived at my work spot and parked my vehicle, when I got out of the truck, I had to hold on to the door as I got out of the truck. Mm-hmm. And then put my foot on the ground, that was the right foot, until the numbing sensation kind of went away, and I could feel that I could put a load through my knee joint before I could even start walking. So there were people who'd walk by and say, ask me if I was okay the way I was holding on to the door. Mm-hmm. The pain was that intense.
So all that pain is now gone. What has that meant for your life? How has life changed?
I can resume my normal activities that I had neglected for so much, like doing a lot of the yard work, and I didn't get my house painted this summer. And that's going to be a job for this coming year. And some other activities around the house that have been neglected over this period of time while I was unable to even to participate in that kind of stuff.
Question: I've got a question for you, Henry, because you're a thinker. And what do you think stops people picking up that phone and calling us? What causes them to hesitate?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to it. I know in my case the pain was so severe, and when I heard the mention on the radio program about how people with sciatica were also successfully treated, I said, Henry, you've tried acupuncture, you tried chiropractic activity in the lower back area. You read your doctor said that, Henry, you have sciatica for the rest of your life, and so you might as well learn to live with the pain, and here's some exercises you could do to help the body and the muscles remember what they're supposed to be doing. And I said, there must be a better way.
You weren't about to take that sitting down.
Amen.
That's right.
Henry, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity to share my experience with you.
I don't know, Dr. Yardley, that seems like a pretty dramatic lifestyle change for Henry.
Quite amazing.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're wondering, well, am I a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? Well, there's really only one way to find out. You just need to go in and you need to visit him, and we'll make it worth your while. There's a special offer that we've got. Usually that first visit, it's $148. And you go in, it's non-invasive, it's very gentle. You do run a bunch of tests, right, Lee?
We do. We want to be sure that you can be helped with the work that we do.
So $148 usually, but get your credit card ready, because if you call during the show right now, it's just $38. You go in, you get the test done, you find out if you're a candidate for care. 866-704-1047. $38 if you call now at 866-704-1047. Dr. Yardley, I know a lot of people put this off. They procrastinate.
Yeah, don't put it off. I'd love to sit down with you and talk to you and just find out what's going on.
866-704-1047. $38 if you call right now. Now, don't go away. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there were several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back with Dr. Lee Yardley. It's Todd Herman. We were chatting just before the show. You reminded me of a telethon.
That's right.
And Jerry Lewis. And my dad loved Jerry Lewis. So
yes.
I can remember sitting in the front room and watching the telethon every year. Mm-hmm. And it was always seeking a cure, always money for a cure.
That's right.
But you brought something up that hadn't occurred to me, really.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. I used to love the old cowboy movies. Yeah. It was fun. But Jerry Lewis has, you know, bless his heart, has every year come out trying to come up with a cure for muscular dystrophy. And probably all of our listeners can remember back in the 60s. Now, what are we at now? 2017? Mm-hmm. So that's what, 70 years that we've been trying to raise enough money to get a cure for muscular dystrophy. My question was, when do we get the cure? And if we haven't got the cure by now, is the solution really throwing more money at it? Mm-hmm. Now, these programs which raise money, that money is used often to help the families that are suffering from it. And that's exactly that totally support that completely. But I have to wonder if the money is being funneled in the right direction to get a cure. And if it is, why don't we have a cure now? Because that has now multiplied into your cure for breast cancer, a cure for this, a cure for that, you see. And we don't ever seem to see the cures. We keep putting money into it, but we don't seem to see the cures. Maybe we should, as a society, be scrutinizing where that money's going and the direction that it's going in. Perhaps if it's looking at the disease care approach, which is really trying to put a label on it, attack it, and try and get rid of it, most of the time they can't. They can contain it. Or we need to switch over to maybe a more healthcare solution, perhaps change in lifestyle, or perhaps there's some other things that could be done or other approaches out there that are just not being looked at that might be able to deliver for us better results, because clearly after 70 years, we're not getting any cures this way.
Yeah. So it's funny, when you talk about that, I get this mental image of a pill bottle. Yeah. I really do. I mean, that's what I see, or a syringe.
Yes.
Or an operating room. So I think we've almost created a culture of medicine.
That's right.
Right. Versus healthcare, or versus behavior modification. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? How did we end up in a culture of medicine?
Unfortunately, you're going to find that medicine, it does not function based on physiology. It functions based on pharmacology, and that's what controls it. Now, don't get me wrong. Drugs save lives at times. Wouldn't like to live in a world without them. But you're going to find that all of our healthcare system the mainstream is driven by drug companies and the money behind drug companies. Mm-hmm. And we might want to revise that look, explore perhaps expanding that approach and looking at other things and bringing other things in. And I know there'll be people that say that we're doing that, but the truth of it is the amount that's been done in that direction is minuscule compared to the amount that is being, pushed in the direction of sure. drug solutions.
You know, there's a modern, comparison to or metaphor for the Jerry Lewis telethon, which was the ALS, the ice bucket thing.
Exactly.
People pouring ice buckets on themselves.
This was amazing to me because ALS is not a common disease, and we all know it as Lou Gehrig's disease because the baseball player. And if you take a look at it, I think there was only 5,000 people diagnosed a year with ALS. And since that ice bucket, it has jumped up to about 13,000 a year. I think it's more than doubled. And it made me think of a book that I read years ago called The Secret. And the concept in The Secret was, one of the many concepts that they had in that book, was that if you get a lot of people thinking about something, you'll get more of it. And we have to wonder if maybe these telethons are getting a lot more people thinking about the disease. And instead of getting the cure that we're looking for, we're actually getting more of the disease.
Well, and your philosophy, Dr. Yardley, is so different from other people in the healthcare business. And I think you're in the healthcare business, right?
As
opposed to the disease care business.
Yeah.
This philosophy that the body has the ability to heal itself, but that ability is sometimes interrupted.
Correct.
That just made instant sense to me, mm-hmm. Just knowing that signals from the brain mm-hmm. Are what signal the body, right?
Right.
How did you decide to make that your focus of your life?
Well, it was real simple. First of all, it's inherent as part of my profession. The number of years I spent in practice, 25, 30 years, I started seeing what was being done, how it was being done, and kind of honed down how we wanted to practice and what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's been for me like a big revelation, because I think about the body heals, it heals cuts, mm-hmm. it heals allergies. Right. Mm-hmm. But it all begins at the brain. Right.
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 Correct.
And so in your practice, I know you've also, I've talked about the pain aspect and people experience this, but you have so many people who've come in and they view you as an addition to the gym or healthy eating, right?
Right.
They view you as a prevention.
Exactly.
Attribute as well, correct?
And we encourage that. We really encourage that. And we encourage people to get into the gym if they're not.
Right. Well, that's something I love to do. I know that you have your ritual that you do in that as well. Look, find out if my friend Dr. Lee Yardley can help you like he helped me. Call now during the show. It's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And that's a great deal because normally it's $148. It includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also learn more or just book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. Look, don't wait. If you suffer from migraines or headaches or neck and back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, acid reflux, vertigo, carpal tunnel, it's all related to the brain-body connection. So go book an appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. While you're there, read the words of fellow patients who've been through the gentle, non-invasive care of Dr. Lee Yardley, had their lives changed. Do that now at yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you're going through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before he started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients, and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre, but makes sense given the brain-body connection? So did my sinuses and depression. Yep, all the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.